My name is David Seidman. I work for the Microsoft Security Response Center's Incident Response Team. What I'm going to talk to you today is essentially a side project, some research I did on my own. What I started out wondering is, we know users are often infected because they're missing security updates that have been available for a long time. So the goal of my research is to understand why this happens. Who are these people who aren't installing patches? How do they break down across demographics? And what patches are they missing? Is it all patches or just some, all products or just some? At a deeper level, why is it that they're not installing patches? Is it because they are intentionally disabling their automatic updaters? If so, why? Is it because their updaters are present, but they're not working for some reason? Or perhaps it's because some products don't have effective updaters at all. And then at the deepest level, we want to know what we can do about it to solve the problem. So in order to analyze this, I obtained a data source internally that had over 10,000 samples, a lot of machines. And what we had done is a phone study where we called people up, we asked them some questions about who they are so that it could be demographically representative, and then we asked them to run a tool on their machines to gather a bunch of data. And one of the things we gathered was the version of every .exe file. And yes, this is incredibly shady. Hi, I'm from Microsoft. Please go to this site, which is not Microsoft.com, and download a tool and run it on your machine. So sorry about that. But for my purposes, it was very useful that we'd done this. I didn't know about it till after the fact. So we gathered over 10,000 samples. We had to make considerably more than 10,000 phone calls to do that, across business and consumer, across 13 different countries. The data that I'm using for this presentation was gathered in March 2012. It's the latest data we have available. And it's based on the version of the .exe file. And unfortunately, that introduces a limitation. It means that any file or any product that does not update the .exe in its security updates can't be analyzed this way. And unfortunately, Internet Explorer falls into that bucket. So Internet Explorer does not always update iExplorer.exe, and so I can't tell from this data set what version Internet Explorer is on. For the other browsers, for Chrome and Firefox, I actually did get data, but there is no public version data, so I can't tell for a given exe what that means, whether it's a security update or some other kind of update. So unfortunately, I had to exclude browsers from my analysis. But that said, I was able to analyze five pieces of software: Microsoft Windows, Microsoft Word, Adobe Reader, Adobe Flash Player, and Oracle Java. I was able to draw some interesting conclusions. We analyzed two metrics. We analyzed whether they were missing the latest security update. And since we know that users are often maybe one or two updates behind, but close to up to date, we also analyzed how many users were missing the latest three updates or more. Some interesting statistics here. You can see that users of Oracle Java were very, very frequently unpatched. 72% of Java users did not have the latest security update installed. But across the board, it doesn't look great. There is no product that has more than 30% of users fully patched. If you use the more liberal metric where you allow the user to have any of the three most recent, it starts to look a little bit better. 12% of Windows users are missing more than three updates, so that looks pretty good. But for the other products, it doesn't really look that good. There's no product other than Windows for which more than 70% of the users are even close to up to date. So if they're not up to date, what are they on? Well, we initially had thought that there would be a lot of Windows users on Windows 2000, Windows NT, and that turned out not to be the case. It turns out that essentially all Windows users are on Windows XP and higher. I should mention, by the way, this analysis is only on Windows. And it focused on desktop users. We did get a few hits on server OSs, but it was focused on desktops. For Office software, though, we found about 8% of users were on Word XP or earlier. That's a version of Word that Microsoft is no longer making security updates for, so all of those users are not getting updated. Similarly, for Adobe Reader, we saw 13% of Reader users who were on Reader 8 or earlier, and those users are no longer getting security updates from Adobe. For the other platforms, we saw kind of a random mix of stuff. We saw about 3.5% of users who are on early Windows XP service packs. So these are users who are never talking to Microsoft. They got Windows XP 10 years ago, and it came with automatic updates turned off, and they have never turned it on. So they are stuck. They're not in touch with us. for Word, we actually saw almost half of the user base on either just the original Box product with nothing installed or the product with some service packs installed. That's a little bit misleading because for both Word 2010 and 2007, if you have the latest service pack, you also have all the latest security updates. So those users are up to date, they're secure. But even if you exclude those, we still see 20% of Word users who are on only a product or service pack that's not the latest service pack. So those users are not in a good state. Our hypothesis there is that they're probably just installing service packs manually and not installing security updates, maybe because they've turned Microsoft Update off or for some other reason. And for Flash and Java, there's kind of this long tail. So whatever security update you look at, even if it's a couple years old, you're going to find a couple of percentage points of users on that update. So there isn't really a clear trend there. Obviously, you do see more on the latest updates, but no matter how far back you go, you see a few percentage points of users there. All right, so how's your eyesight? Don't try and read this chart. We broke it down by OS, and there's a lot of data here, so I'm just going to call out the most interesting bits. We can't explain this top left number. Windows is less likely to be patched if you're using Windows 7 than if you're using Windows XP for the latest security update. You are less likely to have the latest security update installed on 7. I have no idea why that's the case. No one I've talked to has any idea why that's the case. If you have ideas, I'd love to hear them during the Q&A period. The good news is, when we look at the most three recent updates, the statistic behaves the way we expect. And in fact, it looks pretty good. 94% of Windows 7 users have one of the three latest security updates. So that makes us feel pretty good. Windows XP, as expected, only about 80% of users have one of the three latest security updates. So there's a pretty fair fraction of Windows users who are not in great shape. When you look across the board, most of the other products behave as you'd expect. Windows XP users tend to be more out of date in general. Interestingly, that does not hold for Flash Player. There's a difference of 20 percentage points in Flash Player users on Windows 7 versus Windows XP. Again, no explanation for why that's the case. We just don't know. For most of the other products, it makes more sense. Users who are on an older OS, perhaps less tech savvy, perhaps less interested in upgrading aggressively, and so they tend to be more out of date. We also analyzed how patching behaviors varied across geographies, different countries. And there we found really massive differences. I don't know how well you can read those numbers, but patching in India, 35% of people did not have one of the three latest security updates installed for Windows 7, a platform where across the board, on average, 94% of people are patched. In India, 35% aren't. Compared to Canada, where it's about a percentage point don't have one of the three latest. So that turns out to be a 34 percentage points difference, 26x. So a really massive difference. And you can see India is kind of an outlier here. But even the other countries like Brazil and Poland have very significantly more users who are missing security updates than users in some of the more developed countries like the UK, Canada, Japan, US. We also looked at Windows XP, and note the difference in scale on these graphs. India is still pretty much an outlier on the left there, but on this graph, over 70% of users are unpatched, whereas in this one, it's only about 35%. So really, a huge number of Indian Windows XP users are not getting security updates. And again, you see that same correlation holding for Brazil, Poland, some of the other countries that have more difficulty patching, and the same countries show up again on the right-hand side. Interestingly, China has fairly high patching rates. A lot of people prior to our research had speculated that Chinese users would not be patched, but in fact, they seem to be, and we'll get into a little bit later why that might be. For Windows XP, there's a 62 percentage points difference, which is only 7.4x, but still a very, very large difference. We wondered, is this because users don't have Windows Update automatic updates on? And so we went and analyzed Windows Update behavior. Now here we had to use a bit of a proxy. Windows Update has a client on your machine that itself gets updated, and so we could tell whether you were using Windows Update based on whether the Windows Update client had been updated. It's kind of awkward to talk about Windows Update updates, but they exist, and they are special because Windows Update updates get delivered to your machine anytime that you connect to the Windows Update service and a new update is available. So if you have not turned Windows Update all the way off, you will get a Windows Update update when Windows Update tries to see if there are updates available. And if you have turned Windows Update all the way off, but you manually visit the Windows Update website or control panel, you'll get the update then. So in our research, we defined a Windows Update user as somebody who was either connecting automatically or manually to Windows Update. And so this is a relatively loose statistic. Some of the people who, in our research, are considered to be connecting to Windows Update really aren't actually using it. They're downloading updates but not installing them or not installing all of them. But it's close enough for our work. And at a baseline, 21.5% of users are not talking to Windows Update at all. So 80% of users talking to Windows Update, 20% not talking to Windows Update. And that varies pretty significantly by platform. On Windows 7 and Vista, it's only about 10% of users who are not talking to Windows Update. On Windows XP, 30% of users. And later in the deck, we'll talk about why that might be. So if you are connecting to Windows Update, or if you're not connecting to Windows Update, how much of a difference does it make on your likelihood to be patched? The answer is a massive difference. For Windows 7, 21 percentage points, 64% increase. For Windows XP, 23 percentage points, over 100% increase. You are more than twice as likely to be patched if you're a Windows XP user that has Windows Update on as opposed to off. And a similar effect for Word, 78% more likely to be patched. So this is the most significant statistic here. Windows Update makes a massive difference. And so in order to reinforce that, I put a bunch of goofy animations on this. So remember this. Turn Windows Update on if it is not, because it makes a massive difference. And make sure everyone you know has it on, because it works. Microsoft, though, isn't the only company with an automatic updater. Adobe has been changing their updater a couple of times recently. They updated the updater in April of 2010, and then they added a second update more recently in March of 2012. Their update in March 2012 is a full background updater. That is not included in our data because their change went live at about the same time as we were collecting this data. But it turns out that even their older updater does a really good job. So 20% of the Adobe Reader user base is not on that new updater. They're using some version before that updater, and they've never upgraded. Those users are all way out of date and vulnerable to malware, and a lot of them are probably getting infected. But of the 80% of users who did get that new updater, 69% have the very latest security update installed. And a further 15% have one of the three most recent security updates installed. So of Adobe Reader users who got onto that new updater, only about 15% are really out of date. So that's really a pretty good performance. And we can feel really good that the Adobe user base is migrating towards a more secure and patched state. We also tried to analyze whether consumer users or enterprise users were different. And there were a couple of hypotheses here. One was consumers just turn all the automatic stuff on, and so for the most part, they should just get patches blasted down to them, and they should be all the way up to date. On the other hand, enterprise actively manages patching, so maybe they're more aggressive at resolving patch installation problems, they push patches down more aggressively, or maybe they withhold them. In any case, all those hypotheses taken into consideration, the data shows there's not much difference. There are a few spots where consumer was a little bit more likely to patch than commercial, than enterprise. When I say commercial, that actually includes small business as well, so I shouldn't say enterprise. But we found a couple of relatively minor differences. In all cases, consumers were more likely to be patched, but they weren't very significant. So why is all of this happening? Why is it that users aren't installing updates? We had a number of hypotheses. One of them was that users are disabling automatic updates, and we had a bunch of sub-hypotheses why that's the case. Perhaps they don't have bandwidth or their bandwidth is expensive. Perhaps they're pirates and they're afraid of updates screwing up their pirating cracks. Or perhaps there's some other cultural differences that might come into play. Or perhaps they have automatic updates on, but it's not working. And a couple of hypotheses as to why that's the case. Perhaps updates just have, you know, failures, you get an error message and it doesn't install. Perhaps that's a problem. Or perhaps we know that users have to click through service packs, that service packs require manual installation. Perhaps that's a practical issue. Users aren't clicking through service packs and it's blocking patches from installing. Or perhaps they're running antivirus programs that for some reason are preventing patches from installing. That's a common hypothesis. And the last hypothesis we tested is whether malware on the machine had broken patching in some way. Well, one of these we can dispense with very easily. Antivirus programs do not break patching. There was no correlation found between installation of any antivirus program or an antivirus program in general and the likelihood to be fully patched. So just nothing here. There is, however, a large correlation between bandwidth, piracy and patch installation. We tended to see users who had low bandwidth, high rates of piracy, and high levels of unpatchedness. We did this analysis at the country level. Our data set didn't include specifically whether a user had pirated Windows or not, or whether they had a high bandwidth connection or not. So we had to do an aggregation and then use country level statistics. And I want to emphasize that this is a correlation, not causation. There was a very high correlation between all of these things and national income. Poorer countries tend to have less bandwidth, higher piracy rates, and less patching. So you can think of reasons why that might be the case. We'll get into them in a minute here, but we don't really have any great evidence exactly why this correlation exists. We did investigate, though, why pirates might disable automatic updates, and it turns out there were a few good reasons. Microsoft intends that even if you have non-genuine Windows, you'll be able to get security updates. Computers that are not patched pose a danger to the internet, not just to their owners, and so we intend that even users who are not genuine can get security updates. But if you want to avoid the Windows Genuine Advantage updates that are also delivered over Windows Update, you have to manually hide them. And the process for doing that requires a couple of clicks. And some users who are pirated, therefore, find it easier to just disable the whole Windows Update mechanism rather than hiding WGA updates. Another reason why pirated users turn off Windows Update is that sometimes Microsoft patches accidentally reverse activation cracks. So some of you are probably familiar, when you pirate Windows, in order to avoid Microsoft's messages to you telling you that Windows is pirated, you need to bypass some system files, and that's done by patching them. The problem is that later Microsoft will come along and patch those same files to fix security updates, and our patch, of course, will not include the activation bypass. And so inadvertently, Microsoft will undo the activation crack, cause the computer to validate as non-genuine, and there's user impact. So people who make pirated software will sometimes turn off Windows Update to avoid that scenario. And the last reason is that malware often comes for free on pirated Windows, and malware itself doesn't like Windows Update. And I'll get into in just a second why that is. This is some analysis that we did of a separate data source. We went to the MMPC, the Microsoft Malware Protection Center's database of viruses, and did a query for anything that touched any Windows Update registry keys or that had the string Windows Update or any of the related text strings. And we found a bunch of interesting stuff. At a basic level, we found that at least 36% of malware weighted by unique detections turns Windows Update or automatic updates off. And that's actually probably an underestimate of the per infection rate, because in this data we count a dropper and the various other payload stages separately. Obviously you only need to turn Windows Update off once for a given machine. So in fact, probably more than 36% of real world malware infections will turn Windows Update off. So that's a very significant impact. And it was pretty interesting to see how they did this. You could just turn the registry setting off like any user could do, disable Windows Update. But that causes all sorts of nasty UI, right? Like, you get the security center popping up. Probably your antivirus program will tell you that Windows Update is off. So the malware authors got more creative. And a lot of you guys are probably familiar with the hosts file technique. They'll add an entry to the host file that will redirect DNS for Windows Update. And there are a bunch of other ways. Sometimes when they've penetrated routers, they'll redirect Windows Update. But they also use some more clever techniques. We saw a couple of viruses were redirecting the victim to an attacker-controlled WSUS server. So for those of you who don't know, WSUS is a product, it's actually a free service on Windows Server that allows you to control which patches are installed on your machines. So they were pointing all of their victims up to a WSUS server that they controlled so they could decide what patches got installed on your machines. Again, as some of you probably know, there's this constant tension when you've compromised a machine. If you patch it, then you ensure that other viruses don't get on. But on the other hand, those patches may also interfere with your control of that machine. So by pointing them to an attacker-controlled WSUS server, they can decide which patches get installed on your machine, or they can just not patch you at all. We don't have data to know what they're actually doing with that. The last technique we saw that I thought was kind of clever was the malware on a daily basis writes the Windows Update last checked timestamp to be in the future, so that every time Windows Update goes to check whether it's checked recently, it decides, yes, I've already checked for updates today, I don't need to do it anymore. So I thought that was fairly clever. But the takeaway from this, though, is that malware is very damaging to your Windows Update settings, and this is an area that I'm going to talk about later. We have some work to do here. All right. How many of you guys have seen this dialogue? Yeah? Okay. That's about right. A lot of users don't see this. Oh, by the way, I just want to call out, do you like how somebody's put their logo on our dialogue right underneath our copyright sign? When a service pack is released, you get a nice little balloon down in your taskbar, which stays there for about 5 seconds and then goes away, and you won't see it again for 30 days. So if you are not actively clicking on stuff and poking around at your computer to install service packs, you just won't get the service pack. And Microsoft has a lifecycle policy where after a service pack is released, people have 12 to 24 months, depending on the product, to install that service pack before we stop releasing security updates for the previous version. So in other words, if you don't get that service pack, 12 to 24 months later, you will stop getting security updates. And we technically tell the user there's a little bubble there. And in practice, many users do click through that. But clearly, there are some users who don't. So we hypothesize that this might be a problem. We also hypothesize that updates might be failing to install at rates high enough to have a material impact on patchedness. And it turns out that this is actually more than it seems on the surface, because thinking again about the service pack, not only do you need to install the service pack, which might have on the order of a 5 to 10% failure rate, but you also need to install all the prerequisites for the service pack, and those might have a couple of percentages of failure, and you need to install the security update itself, which might have a percentage point or less of failure. So typically we see actually that individual security updates don't have super high failure rates, but the service packs and the prerequisites for the service packs have somewhat higher failure rates. And what we can see is how many users get stuck by this. So we can see, you know, you're going along, and all of a sudden the previous service pack goes out of support and you stop getting security updates. A bunch of users get stuck on the last security update for the previous service pack, and so we can see that in my data set. And it turns out it's about 10% of users. So about 10% of users are failing to get a service pack either because of errors or because they simply don't click through. And I should emphasize that some of these errors are completely unpreventable. They're failing hard disks, they're corrupted Windows installations that are going to have to be fixed by reinstallation, they're malware infections. So some of these are not going to be repairable, and there's not really much that can be done. But ultimately, it still presents a problem because this computer is online enough that it could run our tool. You know, the user hasn't thrown it in the trash yet, so these computers probably are vulnerable to malware infection. And I should also say that there's a monitoring interval problem here, that machines with Windows 7 SP1 are much newer, or with Windows 7 trying to get SP1 are much newer than Windows XP machines. So the reasons why you might not have a Windows 7 SP are quite different from those why you might not have a Windows XP service pack. And until Windows 7 is as old as Windows XP, we can't really do a great data analysis there. We also see this huge variation across regions, and some of that's attributable to bandwidth and piracy, but not all of it. And in particular, China is much more updated than we would expect based on their bandwidth and piracy. It turns out that in China, a few years ago, Microsoft released a WGA update that had a fairly large user impact because there are a large number of pirated users in China. And the reaction to that, unfortunately, was not for them to go buy new Windows, which is probably what we would have liked. It was for them to turn off Windows Update. But users still want to remain secure, so what happened was that an alternative arose. A number of companies put out their own updating platforms, and those became very popular. So in China, very many users update their computers using third-party software. And much of that software is actually now based on Microsoft's own updating stack, so under the covers it calls Windows Update. But to the user it appears different, and there's some gating functions where those third parties are deciding precisely which updates users get. We were worried that this would produce really bad effects and users would not be patched in China. Turns out that this is actually working pretty well, and Chinese users are actually getting patched effectively. So that's good news. We also had some other hypotheses as to why users were getting patched in different rates in different countries. Some of these we weren't able to get data to support. But I mentioned metered bandwidth. In a lot of countries, you have to pay per kilobyte or per megabyte, even for plugged-in broadband. In fact, we've actually struck deals with a lot of telcos in those companies so that you don't have to pay for access to Windows Update. But end users don't know that, so it doesn't actually do them all that much good. So we think that people are turning Windows Update off, and actually the shops and the techs are turning Windows Update off for users because they think that they have to pay for security patches when they often don't. I mentioned that we pushed out WGA updates that caused some trust issues, particularly in China, but also in other countries. I mentioned that patching breaks activation cracks. And the last thing is that we've seen that malware causes users to become unpatched. Malware is not equally distributed across countries. Some countries have much more malware than others, and the types of malware differs across countries. So that's also partly responsible for some countries having worse patching rates than others. So to sum all of this up, we've seen that there seems to be the Oracle Updater seems to work less well than updaters for other products. We have about 5% of users stuck on early versions of Windows XP. We've got about 10% of users who are stuck on Windows Service Packs due to a combination of update install errors and the need to click through. We've got about 7 to 12% of users who are stuck on apps that are out of support, not an issue for Windows. We've got at least 5% of users are, and this is of the whole user base, all users. At least 5% are impacted by malware that has broken Windows Update. Because we don't know infection rates of malware very well, there are a lot of large range of estimates of how many computers have malware on them. It's somewhat hard to say how many people we're actually talking about here, but it is at least 5%, and it could be as much as 20, 30, 40%. Probably not up towards that high end, we hope. And then the last is we see these regional differences of 5 to 30% or more. So we have a bunch of ideas for how we could address this. Unfortunately, all of these ideas have huge caveats. There's a good reason why we haven't done these things yet. One thing we could do is when an antivirus product encounters malware, we could restore the user's Windows Update setting. We can't just flip Windows Update on because the user might have disabled it for a good reason. The problem here is that to make this feature effective, we'd have to cache that setting off the box somewhere. We'd have to upload it to a server. And generally speaking, our antivirus products are not designed to have that kind of back and forth. Another idea we had, you're using Office 2000, you're using it, it goes out of support, and you're not getting patches and no one's told you. But maybe we could tell you. Maybe we could have Office pop up a dialog that says, your Office product is about to go out of support. The problem is, a dialogue popping up saying, Microsoft says you're insecure, click here and enter your credit card number to get secure. Yeah, not a great idea, right? So we have to find some way to get this message across that's trustworthy through a sea of spam. On the other hand, maybe we should just do it because it seems to be working for the scammers. Sorry, Ellen. Another idea we had was maybe we have this Microsoft or malicious software removal tool that runs as part of Windows Update. It's essentially a limited antivirus product. Hopefully most of you guys are familiar with this, but it's essentially a limited antivirus product that scans the user's computer for the most common malware as part of the Windows Update process. So maybe we could take that and extend it to notice if you have a key third-party product like Adobe Reader, Flash, Oracle Java, and provide some notice to the user, because they probably don't know what's going on. They probably don't know they're unpatched. And tell them, hey, you've got this product that's not being updated. Maybe we can say even click here to get the latest updates. The problem with that is that the MSRT is designed to run silently and only notify you if it finds something. And because we saw how prevalent lack of patching for those software packages is, it's probably going to pop up a notice to a large portion of users. So that's a pretty big user impact. There's also the obvious issue of, we're Microsoft, they're Adobe. How do we figure out exactly which versions of their product we're detecting? Getting that detection right is quite tricky. We'd like to work with Oracle to improve the Java updater. We think we've learned some things over the years in Windows Update that we could provide to them, work with them on. Obviously, those kinds of relationships are a long-term engagement. Educate users, sounds good on paper, really hard to do in practice. But hopefully all you guys have come away today Well, hopefully all of you came in realizing that you needed to be patched, but if you thought that you could skate, realize you really needed to install patches. And then the last thing, clearly Windows XP users are less well off in terms of patching than users of more modern OS. So if we can convince them to buy a newer version of the OS, they're going to be better off for a number of reasons, but also because of patching. And if you have ideas that can do this, I'm sure Steve Ballmer would love to hear about them.